Now we're going to focus on a part of the frenzy to impeach President Trump, which involves Ukraine, a whistleblower, leaks, who knew what when, and what role the news media is playing in all this. First, let's address leaks. There is something to be said with the people having a right to know, but in an article my next guest recently wrote at the Federalist, a couple of GOP senators are concerned about what information is being made public and how that is happening. She's a staff writer at the Federalist, Chrissy Clark. Thanks for being here today, Chrissy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And, of course, it's thefederalist.com to read this article and the other great work. The Federalist has been really the go-to place for the more common sense information and the reality of what's happening with all this that's going on with the impeachment frenzy and the addiction that some have. So this involves concerns that GOP Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley have. The questions they have involves the intelligence community inspector general. What is it that they're specifically zoning in on?
Well, they really have a problem with how people are able to leak information and there's no accountability for it. So the White House was very transparent about the Ukraine call, and they had no right to be. They had every opportunity to keep that information close to themselves. They did not have to disclose that to the public. So Johnson and Grassley are simply asking the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community to show that same transparency. They want to know, there are two questions that they ask are, is the ICIG investigating these classified leaks? Because if they are not investigating these leaks, it's just going to lead to more of this in the future, and that's a horrible precedent to set for the future.
And this isn't the first time these two have raised questions about the ICIG. It goes back to the Russia probe, and back then they got no answer. So is there anything to make us think that they're going to get a response of any substance this time around?
I don't know if there's necessarily any specific sign that would make me think so, but they have requested that the information be handed to their respective committees before October 10th. I don't know if that's such an open-ended, and I don't want to call it a threat, but it is such an open-ended question as to what they're going to do on October 10th if they do not receive that information. But I would think that it just ends up looking bad, not only on the intelligence community, if they can't tell them just whether or not they're having an investigation or not. I mean, that's such a simple yes or no answer.
Well, when you consider too how much information gets leaked out just to confirm whether or not an investigation is taking place to make that a classified piece of information. Well, maybe that's the trick. Make that answer classified and some eventually will get leaked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Does this lead to any other conclusion that everything that we see happening, the way that New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, other outlets are getting fed things they should not have access to, is there any doubt at this point that what's going on has a foundation of being an inside job? All this effort against the president.
I mean, there is no information or anything that would indicate me to think that it wasn't. In fact, I actually am now, I like to think of myself as somebody that likes to take all the facts before I make a conclusion. And now that I see all the facts, they're fairly damning for the Democrats right now. I mean, you're looking at Adam Schiff, who had the information of the whistleblower 2 weeks before he allegedly knew about it. It's just not a good look for them as they're trying to make impeachment somewhat of a bipartisan effort, or so Nancy Pelosi claims it is, but it's not a bipartisan effort in any way, shape, or form. They're never going to be able to, as they may be able to impeach them, they'll never be able to remove them from office because it is such a partisan job right now.
And with Adam Schiff, too, having collusion with the anti-Trump whistleblower, I noticed he was very precise in his answer. His previous answer had been no how, no way. But then the second time around, he was very precise, saying no member of the committee, no attorney for the committee. He said nothing about anyone regarding his office staff.
Yeah, well, he also, one thing that would make me indicate or more be more inclined to say that Adam Schiff was involved is the language and the context in which insiders are discussing how the whistleblower complaint was written. And in the intelligence community, it's a very matter-of-fact way, but the details, the elaboration, the way that the whistleblower complaint was written, people are starting to speculate that a lawyer or somebody else within the within Adam Schiff's office was actually not only knew about it, but actually helping to write the whistleblower complaint for him in order to to make it more urgent and to give a bigger sense of urgency.
Which is curious because when you consider how much lower the bar is for a claim to be classified under the whistleblower law by the, of all people, the ICIG again, there we go back to that lack of effort. Turn back the clock. This is a year ago. This whistleblower, in its context, as you see in the document that was released, it would not have been classified as something worthy of investigation because it's just how second, third degree hearsay it is.
Yeah, well, on the form, he actually, I mean, the Federalist reported this. He lied. He said that he had firsthand, or he or she, I should say, the whistleblower lied and said that they had firsthand information. So, I mean, there's no reason to believe that, I mean, he lied under oath. So I think that, or under penalty of perjury, I should say, on an official document. I mean, there's no reason to believe him if he's working with partisan people and also simultaneously lying on the forms. What else has he lied about? I think it just raises a lot of questions into the legitimacy of this claim. And I don't think Donald Trump is wrong in wanting to know more about this whistleblower if this was a partisan hack job.
And to all that, the ICIG admitted, and it was a September letter to Congress, that that office never reviewed the transcript of the call, to the Ukraine call back on July 25th, before determining that the whistleblower's complaint appeared credible. If that's the way an investigation is done by the ICIG, maybe I don't want the investigation, any more investigation of the ICIG.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a unique way to look at it for sure. But really, I think that it would be important for the American people to know. And I think for the intelligence community and the White House and the Trump administration at large to know that the whistleblowers should be, not whistleblowers, but leaks should be held accountable. That shouldn't be something that is a partisan thing. It should be a bipartisan effort. We want the administration to be able to work with foreign entities, especially foreign governments, in a classified manner in order to promulgate proper discussions and not have to worry about the political effects that every conversation has on the president. So I think that this investigation really needs to happen, regardless of whether the investigation, I guess I shouldn't say is a sham or not, but it should happen in some way, shape, or form, because the American people deserve that.
You are right about that. We're talking with Chrissy Clark from The Federalist. Her recent article, GOP Senators Demand Investigation of Classified Leaks from Anti-Trump Whistleblower Complaint, which you can read at thefederalist.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. With all this going on, and it's certainly going to, my fear is, become more and more frequent, more so than it already has been, as far as leaks and the media being fed a lot of things they should not even have a hint of an access to. There's so many consequences that come of this as far as the actions and the role that the executive office and the executive branch has to play with leaks. Such a strong possibility, for example, how many world leaders won't be fully forthcoming when they talk with the president, fearing that, well, what I say here is going to wind up in the New York Times tomorrow morning?
I mean, I really think that it impedes not only foreign the way that we discuss foreign policy, but I think it sets a precedent for the president to, anytime somebody from the opposite side of the party or the spectrum wants to go after the president regarding any type of phone call, any type of discussion, regardless of whether or not it's classified, it just sets a really poor precedent for the future. And I would hate to see this happen just at large. I mean, I wouldn't want this to happen to if there is wrongdoing, we want to hold people accountable. But at the same time, I don't think I would want this to happen, even to a Democrat, because this just sets such a poor precedent for how we're handling American diplomacy at large.
Yeah, politics and diplomacy don't play well together because diplomacy actually uses logic, and it's almost comparing playing chess and playing checkers. With playing chess, you think three moves to move to how it's going to affect you three moves later. And in politics is, what can I do today to make tomorrow better? And that just doesn't work out when one crosses over into the other. You can read more about what we've talked about here with Chrissy with her article over at thefederalist.com. GOP senators demand investigation of classified leaks from anti-Trump whistleblower complaint. Chrissy Clark, thanks so much for the work that you do. Everyone really at The Federalist, because you guys have really been up front and ahead of a lot of the facts and the truth about everything with a lot more to come, I do believe. And thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.